the top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, it may be a little tough getting going this morning. I thought the Texans had that one the last time. You stay up late because you're like, wow, this is going to be like the biggest win. Okay, anyway, we'll talk about that. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, George.
Eric with a K, good morning.
Good morning.
In addition to talking about the Texans, today is our big day. Tonight is 10-man jam at House of Blues. And it's Veterans Day. We're going to be celebrating that, celebrating our veterans all day today on the show. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But hey, Mo, you just got back from a football trip.
Oh, yes. I have been banned from Louisiana for life.
Oh, I forgot you went to Louisiana. What happened?
Well, they lost.
They lost bad. I saw it. I turned it on for a second and I go, ooh.
He didn't forget. He was just waiting for you to.
Fun experience.
Yeah, so you're not invited back ever?
Death Valley, no longer.
No longer. Eric with the K, good weekend.
Yeah, it was great. I had daddy-daughter dance on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, how did that go?
Magical, George, magical.
Was it?
It really was.
Okay, good. I thought you were being facetious there for a second.
I mean, we can get into it later, but some things went wrong, of course, as they always do. But it was a really beautiful night. My little girl, 9 years old, it was like, I don't know, she felt so big. She felt so grown up with her braces and her little dress that her mom got her. Just the best night ever.
All good stuff. All right, let's talk about some of the things you're going to be hearing about all day today. Here are the top three things that are trending in Texas this morning here on The Bull.
Number three.
The largest veteran population in the nation is right here in Texas, so you know we're throwing a party today. The city of Houston is honoring our men and women in the military with the Houston Salutes American Heroes Parade downtown. Kicks off 11:30. Local veterans organizations, ROTC students, marching bands. Everyone will be out there, and it's not just Veterans Day. Today's also the Marine Corps' 249th birthday.
Wow.
So I know lots of celebrating going on.
Number two.
I did fall asleep at halftime last night when the Texans were leading the Lions 23-7.
I was going to say, you felt pretty good then, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Something woke me up just in time to catch the end of the game. So I did see the 52-yard field goal as time is expiring.
I think that says it all right there. Yeah.
And the top story trending in Texas.
I don't know what else to say. Dense Fog Advisory is starting our Veterans Day and Tin Man Jam Day. Y'all, if you didn't get your tickets for this year, there's always next year. Cook-off is like 5 minutes away, so just be ready. We are honoring our veterans and everything we do today, and if you want to help us out, even if you won't be at the Tin Man Jam concert tonight, you can still donate or bid on auction items. Text the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, to the number 20357. We'll send you a link, and you can also follow along in our stories at The Bull Houston.
All right, that's what's trending in Texas this morning. Top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today here on The Bull.
On Veterans Day, we never forget.
Hi, my name is Casey Killingsworth. I'm calling from Kingwood, Texas. And I just want to give a shout-out to my husband, Jeffrey Killingsworth, for his service in the Marine Corps.
Hi, this is Shay from Houston, Texas, and I would like to give a shout-out to Ellen Young-Smith. Thank you for serving, and I love you.
Hey, this is Christine from Houston. Shout-out to my dad. Happy Veterans Day. We love you.
It is Veterans Day here on 100.3 The Bull. It is also the day of our 10-man jam, and we're getting ready for it. It is going to be a spectacular night tonight at House of Blues, and we can't wait to see you there. It's always a little, we always have trouble with this. Do you say Happy Veterans Day?
Oh, yeah.
But in all the military that we talked to, everybody unanimously have said yes.
Yes.
You don't say Happy Memorial Day.
That's the one. That's the one that you try to make the distinction. But it's one of those things where it's like it always is a little bit of a pause.
Oh, 100%. We want to be respectful as much as possible.
On tonight, though, Eric, Mo, 10-man jam on Veterans Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Day.
And it all benefits PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope, which was like one of the most life-changing tours I've ever done of a facility ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, later on, we met a guy that we're going to bring in to talk to about Camp Hope because his story was amazing. So
also, Mo, you were talking about just a few minutes ago, more veterans in the state of Texas than any other state in the nation.
When we were walking through Camp Hope, they did say that. They're like, Texans just want to help so much. And it's probably because veterans are surrounding us and all of us have been touched by a veteran in some way.
I didn't hear him say that because I was crying the whole time.
Right, that's true.
I was going to mention tonight for 10 Man Jam, if you don't have tickets for 10 Man Jam tonight, there's still a way for you to be involved, a way for you to help out Camp Hope.
Yeah, so text the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, to the number 20357. We're going to text you back a link to our donation and auction site. So if you'd like to make a small donation, a donation of whatever, it's going to go directly to the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope, right here in the Houston area, helping veterans from all over. And there's also some fun auction items that you can bid on.
And as a matter of fact, Eric, are you still the high bidder for the beer cave?
No.
Really?
Yeah, let's see. I can actually, because it's public knowledge now, that Belinda is winning now.
Oh, Belinda has the beer cave.
Linda.
Also some other really incredible items on there. So yes, if you can't make it tonight and you want to salute a veteran or say thanks to a veteran, that
start your Christmas shopping a little early. Ooh, there's some signed guitars, Kendra Scott. There's an awesome package from the Texans on there. So go check it out.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
This Veterans Day, we're celebrating our armed forces in a big way. So next, we have a special guest that's waiting on the phone to give us a huge update on one of the most heartwarming moments of our entire year. We can't wait, and you're not going to want to miss it. It's coming up next.
It's Veterans Day, and tonight is 10 Man Jam at House of Blues, and we chose Veterans Day because, as you all know, everything we do here starts with our military, and we thought it would be a good chance to check in with Grammy's Cookie Convoy, who helps us every year, Mo, with our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops.
Oh, y'all remember back in June when we collected cards and we had a goal to collect 10,000 thank you cards for our military members, service members, veterans, and we kind of surpassed that goal, didn't we, Miss Marlene?
Oh my goodness. You certainly did. We have been proofreading 71,438 messages that your listeners shared with us. We could not be more grateful because your listeners also specifically address some of these letters and messages to our veterans. So we set those aside. And so this year, our veterans are going to receive their cards and we're going to celebrate with our local VFW in Conroe, and just want y'all to know how much it means to these veterans to receive their messages, and we're going to share our cookies and have a great day with them.
So. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that a lot of people think of, is that when people make cards for a veteran, is that you all, because you read them all, set them aside and then take them. That is so cool, I think, for people to learn.
Yes, it is wonderful, and I really appreciate your listeners keeping them in their hearts and prayers, and our deployed troops. I keep receiving messages from them, but they appreciate the kids' cards and their pictures that they color, and your listeners really put their heart and soul into these messages, and it really meant a lot to me. As I read them, I'm tearing up. So I can only imagine what the troops feel when they read them.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we always say we bleed red, white, and blue around here. We're talking to Marlene from Grammy's Cookie Convoy. The 71,000 thank you cards from 10,000 for the troops went to Grammy's Cookie Convoy. And Marlene, is it okay that I know your name and I know that the real Grammy was your Grammy, but I still call you Grammy behind closed doors? Is that okay?
Well, I've been called many things, but I'll take that as a compliment. Yes. No, that works just fine.
I love the idea that it was founded to make people feel like they're getting a little taste of home because they partner those cookies with the cards that Bull Nation has written. So I like the imagery that Grammy's sending those cookies herself.
Well, I did share that with your listeners before, but it is, the letters are so important to me because that's what my Grammy sent to me when I was in college with her cookies. And so the handwritten letters just are the perfect touch before the cookies and makes them taste a lot sweeter. I don't know if they know. If you know, we've shipped 346,668 cookies. And one commander explained to me one time, he said, you've shipped enough cookies to reach every single deployed American two times. Which is just mind-boggling.
Wow. I just got goosebumps all over my whole body. I need to start writing more thank you cards.
Yes, we have a lot to go.
So, Marlene, this isn't a radiothon or anything, but I know that you always need help with postage to get those thousands and thousands of boxes. How, on Veterans Day, if somebody wants to give back just a few dollars to pay for postage to take care of our troops, how would they do that?
Well, they can Venmo to Grammy's Cookie. That would be great. Or they go to our website and contact, you know, me directly. So,
Grammy, will you... See, I did it, Eric. Sorry.
See?
Marlene?
It's okay.
Marlene, we love you and love what you do. And thank you for helping us with 10,000 for the troops. And just another reason that we love celebrating our military. And this day, especially Veterans Day, is very near and dear to our heart. And tonight to have 10-man jam going on. Just kind of brings it all full circle for us.
Well, it's you and your listeners are incredible, and God bless our veterans, and hope we will all keep them in our hearts and prayers this day.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric with a K.
Coming up, do you want to help veterans in the Houston area and get sideline passes to a Texans game at the same time? If you have a huge Texans fan in your life and support our troops, you're going to kick yourself if you go anywhere. We'll tell you what's going on. It's up next.
Veterans Day with the Morning Bullpen.
Hi, Kristen from Spring, and I want to shout out to my son-in-law, Lieutenant Major Peter Crawford. He is from Spring, Texas as well. He has been stationed overseas on several missions. He's a Green Beret. He's a graduate of the West Point Academy, and he's a My American Hero. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ashley Versteeg from Friendswood, and I'd like to shout out my husband, Chris, who served in the Marine Corps, and my mom, who served in the Air Force Reserve. Thank you to all veterans. Happy Veterans Day.
That's what we're doing today. We're celebrating Veterans Day all day here on 100.3 The Bull, and all night tonight at 10-Man Jam. And part of our 10-Man Jam auction that just went live online is a little something for Texans fans this morning. And they may need a little something, Mo, to feel better about themselves.
A little pick-me-up.
A little pick-me-up.
The Texans are taking on the Titans. 11-24 is that game, and it's a salute to service game. So our friends at the Houston Texans Partnership Marketing Team donated tickets in the 100 section to the salute to service game, two pregame sideline passes, and the coveted parking pass that Texans Titans salute to service game. And it is up and available for auction on our 10-Man Jam auction right now.
That's insane. It's $200 right now to get all of that.
What?
Really? That's all?
It's $200.
I'll take two tickets.
Exactly.
Put me down for $205.
Two tickets in the 100 section, two pregame sideline passes, one parking pass, and all the money goes to PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope.
Now, I know everybody, all the Texans fans, it was heartbreaking last night. Does it make you feel any better? Even though the Texans lost 26-23 to the Detroit Lions, does it make you feel any better that the Lions kicker, Jake Bates, he went to Tomball High School? Does that help? Does that make it worse? I can't decide.
I know. They kept saying it on TV. They're like, back in his hometown. I'm like,
Jake, why'd you have to come back and do that to us?
Traitor.
We've had a bunch of people like, he went to Tomball. And I was like, yes, we know he went to Tomball. Yeah. But congratulations to the Lions. They won last night. So anyway, Texans tickets are up. And what else is on the auction site this morning?
There are 14 different items. So you can get some Kendra Scott stuff. You can get signed guitars. This is all great Christmas presents, by the way. My mom is a huge Kendra Scott fan, so I might bid on that. And the money, all the money for all the items goes to the PTSD Foundation of America.
And we're getting a chance to talk to Justin from Camp Hope coming up after 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. How do they get it? How do they get a link if they want to bid on this Texans package or any of the stuff on the auction this morning?
Yes, you can bid on anything except for the Texans tickets because George is going to win those.
Yes, I am. 205. Put it in there.
Text the word HOPE HOPE to the number 20357. And we will text you back a link to check everything out. If you need any help, you can always text us here at the station.
Celebrating our veterans and using this auction to raise money for the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope, which, by the way, is located right here in Houston.
Coming up
on Veterans Day, we never forget.
Good morning. My name is Margaret. My last name is Jordan, and I'm calling from Galena Park, Texas. My dad is Pedro D. Ibarra. He was in the World War II. I like to salute my brother, Mike Gomez Ibarra. He served in the Vietnam War. My siblings and I were always thinking of them, and we are very thankful to have the opportunity to visit them at the cemetery. We celebrate their birthdays. We celebrate their anniversaries, as well as the Veterans Day. My name is Margaret, and I'm calling on behalf of my brother, Ricky, and my sisters, Linda, Irene, and Cookie. Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Veterans Day here on the Bowl, celebrating all of our veterans. It's George, Mo, and Eric, and we're reminiscing about in April. Remember April when we did one pet, one vet? You have given a total of
$170,000.
$34.
Veterans for getting service for their dogs.
That was quite a day. Paul from Give Us Paws is in the studio. He's going to be hanging out with us all day today here on Veterans Day. Paul, first of all, thanks for coming back with us. We appreciate you being on the show.
All right. Thank you, guys. It's great to be here.
So we've met a bunch of veterans who needed service training for their dogs. So every year we do one pet, one vet. And you do something special because you train veterans' own dog.
We found out that there are a lot of veterans out there who go out and get dogs because maybe a doctor has recommended that they get a service dog, or they just have a great dog that's under 3 years old. We'll train their dog for them. They've already formed a bond with that dog. They have a relationship, and we really teach them how to communicate with each other, and we take that relationship to the next level so the dogs can actually perform real tasks to help mitigate the symptoms of their disabilities.
How are some of those training sessions going now?
They're going really fantastically. We've already had one graduate.
So what does a graduate mean?
So a graduate means that they've gone through their disability-specific training, and the dog is individually task-trained to help mitigate the symptoms of the disabilities of the veteran and helps them get through everyday life.
And Paul, Cheryl and her dog Sammy that completed the training, Cheryl was actually able to go with her family on vacation for the first time.
Correct. Cheryl would have never have done these things on her own alone, but with Sammy by her side, she feels all the confidence she needs to be able to get out in the world and live her life again.
Oh, I love that.
So besides some of the veterans and their training, I understand that you're actually looking to expand the operation now because you've got so much awareness for Give Us Paws. Is that right?
That's right. We need more room for more training so we can train more veterans and more dogs, and we have big plans for the next year.
This is so exciting. Happy Veterans Day. Do I say happy?
Yeah. Happy Veterans Day.
That's a happy thing.
Definitely.
That's always a question we ask, though. It's like, it sounds weird to say it, but proud Veterans Day.
Yeah.
We're celebrating our veterans. We're celebrating our veterans for all they've done for our country.
So hang on. Let's gloss over this. Your service to our country and what started this. So we always want to make sure that we stop and thank you, too. So,
well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So, Paul, you're sticking around, and I understand that part of this expansion is that there are 6 new teams that get to come on board for training before Christmas. Is that right?
That's right. We hope to start them in the next 2 weeks.
And
Mo, George, that means we get to call them and unlock their funding.
We've done this before. Wow. It's one of our favorite days.
It is our favorite day. Aww. I love this. Your donations to One Pet, One Vet did this, and we get a chance to make a couple of calls. We're going to pick out a couple of people and call them and tell them they get their funding paid for thanks to your support of One Pet, One Vet, and Give Us Paws. It's 10 Man Jam Day, and we're celebrating veterans all day here on 100.3 The Bowl. George, Mo, Eric, and you, because of your donation in April to One Pet, One Vet, Paul is in the studio from Give Us Paws, and he's letting us set in on telling some new people that they get their dog training paid for. One Pet, One Vet, raising money for Houston area veterans to get their service dog training.
and we get to be part of it this morning. We'll be quiet. We'll let Paul do the intro here.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Paul Bisher from Give Us Pause Service Dog Training, and we want to talk to you this morning. I have a couple friends here that want to say something.
Oh, hello, sir. It's great to hear from you.
You've got Paul over there. My name's Mo. I do the morning show on 100.3 The Bull here in Houston, and my co-hosts George and Eric are also in the studio with me, so you have all four of us.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, guys.
Ian, I know you applied to Give Us Pause through the One Pet, One Bet program that we did earlier this year and raising money so that local area veterans could get training for their dogs. Why'd you do that?
Well, I was wanting to get him service dog trained for some injuries that I received in the Army. So I was a paratrooper and a combat medic. Wow. So I did a lot of, and I worked with Operation Ally Refuge when we were helping getting people out of Afghanistan. I was just taking care of their medical needs.
Wow. So you really saved lives in the service.
Oh yeah. No, that was a big part. I did emergency evacuations.
And then one day it turns out your parachute malfunctioned. Is that right?
Yeah, so one nice little nighttime jump, my canopy failed to deploy, and I burned into the ground, and I slammed pretty hard, and I received a brain injury. It took me about, I think it was speech therapy for about a year and a half to be able to make coherent sentences again, and still struggle with a lot of issues related to that.
All right. Well, we have big, big plans for Tawny. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. So here on 100.3 The Bull, we do this thing called One Pet for One Vet. And we set out in April to raise enough money to cover the service dog training for one veteran in our local area. And all of our listeners came through. We ended up raising actually $170,000. And we were wondering if we might be able to cover your training.
That would be amazing.
You're cool with that? That means you're stuck with us.
Yay!
Is that okay?
Yeah. That would be so helpful.
Who is that with you? Who's that with you?
I'm his wife.
Oh. We're so excited for y'all to meet Paul and his team at Give Us Pause. And you're going to be just part of the family.
Yeah, that's going to be so helpful. Yeah, that's going to be so helpful to us.
And you're not going to have to pay a dollar. This is all covered by Bull Nation.
That's going to be incredibly helpful to us. It's going to you know, give the dog a good purpose in life. It's going to be very helpful to me when I have episodes. It's going to be amazing.
Yay!
Ian, I just want you to take stock real quick. Just take a breath, take a moment, and realize this is a thank you. This isn't just a gift. This is appreciation from Bull Nation. There are men and women at home with their families right now because you saved their lives. So we're honestly so proud to do this for you.
Oh, I appreciate you guys and thank you. It's gonna make me feel so much better knowing that I have my dog trained, something that can help me if I have a seizure or collapse or pass out. It's gonna be all around good.
Mm. Bull Nation, you made your donation back in April. Now it's being put into motion as another veteran in Houston gets service training.
Woo-hoo!
For their dog.
Yay, Ian!
You got a wife to go kiss.
My wife's running away.
You're going to fit in just fine with us. You're going to fit in.
Celebrating our veterans today.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric with a K.
Y'all, tonight is Tin Man Jam, and of course, we're so excited about the incredible night of music, but we're also so proud to partner with the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope. So when we toured Camp Hope a couple weeks ago, we met a guy there, and his story is so inspiring, we knew you had to meet him too. So he's actually waiting in the lobby. If you do not go anywhere, we're going to celebrate him and the rest of our veterans all morning long.
Tin Man Jam is tonight, House of Blues, Veterans Day. We're celebrating, and everything tonight benefits the PTSD Foundation of America, Mo.
And Camp Hope. And we have loved getting to partner with them this season. And we've also loved getting to meet everyone that works with Camp Hope and the PTSD Foundation of America. And Justin's actually in the studio with us. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
He is the program resident liaison. Did I say that correctly?
That's it.
And very also impressive. A proud veteran. Thank you for your service. Yes, I know this is a day for you.
Thank you. So Camp Hope is a resident facility for combat veterans struggling with PTSD. I served in the Marine Corps. I was introduced to it by my father-in-law because he noticed I was struggling. I, of course, was the last person to admit that I was struggling, but Camp Hope gave me my life back. Camp Hope is really a peer-to-peer organization. It's for combat veterans by combat veterans. So everyone that works there in the program is a combat veteran that has gone through the program. So we really, just like the military, you lift the guy to your left and the guy to your right up, and you get through it together.
I think it says so much that so many people there actually went through the program and getting to know their stories. And you really wear your heart on your sleeve. You're the one who showed us around Camp Hope, and I was very blown away by how transparent you were and how open and honest you were about your struggles. But that's not something that came easy to you when you first got to Camp Hope, right?
No, absolutely not. For me, I learned that it's okay to say I need some help. The only way I can, it's like driving a car with a flat tire. And everyone's like, hey, dude, your tire's flat. And you're just bumping around town like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Until you say, hey, man, I got a flat tire. I need some help. Then you can fix it and move on.
Emo, you've got a flat tire.
I could use some help. Tell us a little bit about your job now with Camp Hope. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, so after I graduated, I was offered a position as the intake coordinator. So it was really cool just to meet those veterans where they're at. So I started off an intake coordinator, and I love that. Now I'm working a program resident liaison, so I deal with legal, probation, all that stuff from guys from all over the country.
Tell me if I'm okay in saying this. People have been asking about Camp Hope. I tell them it's almost like a life rehabilitation program where they learn to be sort of humans in society again because it's been such a struggle for them to re-enter from combat. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And it is kind of, we try to reintegrate guys back into society.
Yeah.
And try to repair some things that we've done. A lot of times we push the people that love us the most. We push them away. Coming to Camp Hope was the most difficult decision I ever made. And I went through Marine Corps boot camp.
I was going to say.
You know, and
people,
I say that all the time, man. I was so scared coming to Camp Hope because I had to look in the mirror and be honest with me. The stuff that I knew was happening, but I didn't want to admit.
Mm-hmm. People listening this morning, they have a family member or maybe themselves. They're struggling with this. What would be the first step for them to get in touch with Camp Hope?
If someone is really struggling, we have the Veteran Crisis Line, which is 877-717-7873. It's 24/7. It's for family members, veterans, and you can call and you're going to talk to a combat veteran.
Oh, wow.
It's not going to be a psychiatrist. It's not going to be this person,
or
someone
robot.
On a switch. It's going to be a combat veteran. That's the first step. You can go to our website, PTSDUSA.org. We will do whatever it takes to help a veteran.
Well, I think we all agree that you found your purpose.
Yeah.
I think you found the right spot for you to be. So, Justin, I appreciate you coming in, educating us a little bit. We'll see you tonight, 10-man jam.
Yes, sir. I'm excited.
Okay. All benefiting the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope. And if you need any of the information we talked about, text us at 713-881-5500. We'll get you all that information out. We'll see you tonight, brother.
All right. See you guys tonight. Thank you.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Aaron.
All right. Veterans Day. And we're celebrating, as you heard, 10-man jam day. And we need some suggestions, Mo, on this Veterans Day for Eric to do a 10-minute tune.
Yes. Every day he writes a 10-minute tune, but it takes y'all's suggestions. So what do you think he should sing about? Anything under the sun, it's all up to you. The weirder the suggestion, the better. 713-881-5500.
It's time for our 10-minute tune. Every morning on the show, we let you call in and give us crazy suggestions. And you tell us a topic that's been on your heart. And if Eric likes it, he'll create a song. That's what he does every morning here on the show. But it always starts with your suggestions.
That's right. And we're going to start with Evie, who is 11. Hey there, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Those people in... like those really annoying people in kiosks trying to sell you stuff at the mall.
Ooh, just take the lotion. Take the lotion.
They try to straighten my hair.
Are the worst. Yeah, yeah. The perfume people is like, don't spray that
please,
on
no.
me.
You're right.
They try to straighten your hair?
Yes. They're like, this hair straightener is what you need. I'm like, you are not what I need.
Which one do you always run into, Evie?
Like lotion or perfume or like necklaces or like... brushing my like boots or stuff like that.
You're right.
Evie, thank you for the suggestion. You have a great day in school today, okay?
Good one.
Okay.
All right. Your suggestion, 713-881-5500.
All right, let's scoot over to Jan in Houston. Hey, what should I sing about today?
Good morning, guys. First, I want to say thank you to all of our veterans. I have a brother and cousins that have served. I think this morning would be a great day to talk about the bumper stickers that say, student driver, be patient. I think there should be a bumper sticker that says, old lady drivers, angry, stay out of my way.
I love this, Jan. Thank you.
I feel like those student driver bumper stickers are everywhere now.
Everywhere these days.
What is that?
It's people that don't even have student drivers that are putting them on there.
I know, right? They put them on there.
I'm like, whatever.
I think we do need the angry old lady driver, though. Jan, thank you.
Yes, we do. You have a great day. I am that way.
Okay. I am that way.
Let's go to John in Baytown. John, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
So, I don't know. I'm frustrated. You guys, we have the 10-man jam tonight. It's playing in town. I didn't get to win tickets. I tried really hard. I called it a bunch of times. I think a couple of friends are going, but yeah, whatever. It didn't work out for me this time. But I was kind of hoping you guys could maybe think about it. Could you make a song about how awesome it's going to be tonight?
Okay. Oh, okay. You know what? Every year we have done a 10-minute tune about all the artists. I've tried to fit every single artist of the 10 in one song. I don't think we've done that this year.
I don't think we have.
Because you guys just like work in the name of the foundation you're working with, like the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope.
Wait, you want him to put the whole thing in the song?
It only makes sense if you say the whole thing. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Okay, all 10 artists plus PTS Foundation of America's Camp Hope.
PTSD Foundation.
Okay, got it.
All right, John, thank you. I appreciate the call from Baytown. We have a wide range for you to choose from today.
But I think the only one that we have to do today is the 10-man jam song. Every single artist, all 10 in one song. Andy wants me to fit in PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope.
Put it all in there. Only makes sense if you put it all in there. Are you going with that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that's going to be our topic today on 10-Minute Tune. Let's see what it can create. And it's coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen. It's George, Mo, and Eric. It's time to find out what Eric has created on our 10-minute tune today. You called in a little bit earlier and gave us a great suggestion, and Eric's been out in the hallway. He always goes out there to see if he can't create a song all in 10 minutes, Mo.
Yes, and today's suggestion came from John in Baytown, who said this.
We have the 10-man jam tonight, but I was kind of hoping you guys could think about it.
Yep, so we asked him to do a song about it.
Okay.
Work in all 10 of the artists.
Yes.
And the PTSD Foundation of America. Camp Hope.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Eric's here. Yeah.
Okay.
So. I hope that's the right way to phrase it because I put that in the song.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm doing every single artist.
Yes.
And PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope. And I'm doing it all in the style of Mambo Number 5.
What?
This should be interesting. It's today's 10-minute tune.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10-man jam. 10 stars singing country music. It's the biggest country show in all of Houston. 24 years, let's do it again. The only way in it is to win it, my friend. The beneficiary of the money. It's the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope. But who's playing, honey? A little Joe Nichols playing songs. A little El King Cassie Ashton. A little Chris Jensen, Randall King. I can't wait till Dustin Lynch sings. A little bit of Dylan Carmichael. A little singing from Corey Kent, y'all. A little Jackson Dean, that's almost 10. We can't forget Bailey Zimmerman. Yeah!
Was that everyone? I'd lost count.
I hope.
He got them all in. He got them all in. And the, how did you say, PTFD Foundation of America's Capital. Yeah, that was awesome. What did you think of our 10-minute tune today? You can let us know, and you can download it if you like. You can grab it off our Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the app, like the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
Y'all, earlier this hour, we got to call and surprise a veteran on the phone, and we were able to tell him that you fully paid for his $5,000 service dog training. We get to do it again.
Yeah. Yep.
Another veteran that has no idea we're about to call and give them a service dog training. It's coming up next. I'm so excited.
It's Veterans Day here on the Morning Bullpen. And you remember back in April, we did our One Pet, One Vet fundraiser to raise money for Houston area veterans to get dog service training for their animals. And Paul, who works with Give Us Paws, the organization that we work with, is here in the studio. He's been hanging out with us all morning on Veterans Day. And because of the money that you raise, we're able to sit in on a call that he's going to make this morning, telling another Houston area veteran that they get their service dog training paid for. And we get to be part of it this morning here on the Morning Bullpen.
Hi, this is Emily.
Good morning, Emily. This is Paul Bisher with Give Us Paws Service Dog Training. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm here with a few friends, and we wanted to talk to you this morning.
Okay, sure.
Hey, good morning, Emily. It's George, Mo, and Eric from 100.3 The Bull.
Hi.
Hi. You're like, why are you calling me?
Emily, we're celebrating veterans today, all day here on The Bull. And we do in April this year, we did One Pet, One Vet. And for the last couple of years, we've worked with Paul and Give Us Paws. We've been raising money to get service animals trained for veterans. And we know you've applied. Tell us about your service story.
So I knew that I wanted to be a Marine when I was in the sixth grade, and a little prematurely, but I saw the uniform and I just knew that was it. So I graduated when I was 17 and I had to convince my parents to sign me over, basically, which they did. And I ended up joining the Marine Corps at 17. I had my 18th birthday in boot camp, which was fun. And then I had to go to Iraq. And of course, I told my parents, what are the chances of me going to war during my 4 years? Like, there's no way, Mom. So I was a part of the first wave of Operation Iraqi Freedom in February of 2003 and didn't come back home until late summer, until August of that year. And it was a tremendous experience. And I got out of the military, and it wasn't until then that my PTSD symptoms started. And it hit me pretty hard. So I was in an extremely dark place, and I felt very alone here in Houston, even though I was born and raised here. This was home, and it was probably the most alone I've ever felt in my life. And along the way, I ended up getting Samoa Kai, and she's been just such a treasure to help me just, you know, get through the dark times.
Hey, Emily, have you ever heard of One Pet, One Vet?
I have. Yes, okay. I have.
So you know that we raised $171,000 here on The Bull to get 34 service members dog training fully funded at Give Us Paws.
Yes.
What if one of those service members was you?
I would be thrilled. Like, I'm at work right now and y'all are about to make me cry.
We know it can be expensive, but Bull Nation stepped up and took care of 34 service members, and you are one of them.
Oh my gosh, you guys are incredible. I listen to y'all every day. I literally sit in my car in the parking lot just to listen to you guys a little bit extra before I get my mind together and come into work. And this is something I never thought would happen.
You are fully funded by Bull Nation.
I know your work, but we're really excited to celebrate with you, and we can't wait to meet you and Samoa Kai.
Likewise. Thank you, guys.
Emily, thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice, and we couldn't think of a better way to celebrate Veterans Day today than to tell you that good news.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it was a pleasure. I would do it again if I had to.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Magnolia today. That's where we're playing Mo Knows Country with Will. He wants that $100, and this is how you get it, Will.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Will?
That's because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Will. Let's get this game started.
Hey, I'm going to need you to go on and get out.
Bye-bye, Will.
Bye-bye. All right, Will. Five country-related trivia questions that are Veterans Day themed, and they start right now. Question number one. This classic country icon walked the line while serving our country as a Morse code intercept operator. Name him.
Johnny Cash.
Question number two. Zach Bryan enlisted in the Navy at the age of 17 and went viral online while still serving. Name the title of his most well-known song, Something in the Blank. What color?
I pass.
Question number three. This Texas legend probably had to cut off his distinctive braids when he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force back in 1950. Who is he?
Pass on that one.
Question number four. George Strait served in the U.S. Army from 1971 to 1975 and was stationed in the only American state that is also an island. Name it.
Hawaii.
And question number five. Hit songwriter Jamie Johnson served as a Marine. One song you might not realize that Jamie wrote was a song called Honk a Tonk Badonk a Donk. Who made it a hit? Who sang it?
It wasn't Tracy Atkins, was it?
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against this morning.
All right, Will, you held your own today. Rough. You got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Feeling good? Feeling nice. Good?
I think you're going to kick yourself on the couple that you missed, but.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. All right, Mo, here we go. Okay. Question number one.
Ready.
This classic country icon walked the line, serving our country as a Morse code intercept operator. Name him.
Walk the line is Johnny Cash.
That is correct, Johnny Cash.
He got it right, so you tied at one.
Question number two, Zach Bryan enlisted in the Navy at the age of 17 and went viral online while still serving. Uh-huh. Finished the title of his most well-known song, Something in the Blank.
Orange.
What color?
Something in the orange.
Something in the orange is correct.
Yes, Will couldn't think of a color. So it's 2-1.
It's early.
Question number three. This Texas legend probably had to cut his distinctive braids when he enlisted in the Air Force in 1950. Name him.
Guessing Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson is correct.
I didn't know he served.
Man, that's what I wanted to say because I didn't know he served either.
Me either. I had no idea.
3-1. Mo's winning.
Question number four. George Strait served in the Army from 71 to 75 and was stationed in the only American state that is also an island. Name it.
Hawaii?
It is Hawaii. Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
You got it right, so it's 4-2. Mo's still winning.
Okay. And hit songwriter Jamie Johnson served as a Marine. One song you might not realize that Jamie wrote was Honk a Tonk Badonk a Donk. Oh. Who made it a hit? Who sang it?
Toby Keith?
No, not Toby Keith.
Who was it?
Tracy.
It was Trace Adkins, but we called it Tracy.
Trace Adkins.
All right. Well, that means the Mo protected her money.
You painted Tracy Adkins, but you didn't count Toby Keith? I'm just kidding.
4-3 was the final score.
Oh, man.
All right. You know what you got to say to get out of here.
This is Will out of Old Magnolia and Mo Knows Country.
She does. Thanks, Will. And you'll get a chance to play her tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
Y'all, the special guests do not stop today. It's been such an awesome Veterans Day so far, but it's not stopping. You got to stick around for a huge update on one of the Houston area veterans that you helped this year. It's seriously the sweetest. It's coming up next.
Veterans Day with the Morning Bullpen.
Hi, my name is Amy in Pearland, and I wanted to honor my dad, Bill Ashby, who was one of the Texas liberators during World War II and was in the troops that liberated the concentration camp at Buchenwald, and also my cousin Gary Burleson, who served in Vietnam.
My name's Mark. I'm calling from the Woodlands. I'm a 100% disabled veteran, and I just want to do a shout out to all my brothers out there that hang tough. We've been through a lot, and we've done a lot for this country, and way to go, guys.
Celebrating veterans all day today with George, Mo, and Eric here on 100.3 The Bull. And Paul from Give Us Pause is here. We have him on every year for One Pet, One Vet. And you all remember when we did the One Pet, One Vet fundraiser, we met David, and he had this to say about coming home after serving.
Yeah, just coming home, just disconnected from my wife. Didn't really want to be around her or anybody, to be honest with you.
Did you feel like you weren't good for her?
I didn't feel like I was good for anybody.
We were heartbroken listening to David's story. And Paul, when Give Us Pause works with someone like David and his dog Dudley, you all are very unique in what you do.
We found out that there are a lot of veterans out there who go out and get dogs because maybe a doctor has recommended that they get a service dog, or they just have a great dog that's under 3 years old. We'll train their dog for them. They've already formed a bond with that dog. They have a relationship, and we really teach them how to communicate with each other, and we take that relationship to the next level so the dogs can actually perform real tasks to help mitigate the symptoms of their disabilities.
And I understand you have an update on David and Dudley and how they're doing.
That's right. These guys are just fantastic. They are so dedicated to their training, and it really shows. So they've completed almost all of their courses. Dudley, we're training him to do a lot of incredible things for David. One of the things that we're doing is an orbit to make space. So if he feels claustrophobic in a given situation, he can just give a little hand signal that no one else will really notice. And Dudley starts to make circles around
no
him.
No way.
And make space.
Say, get right. away from him.
That's right.
Exactly. He needs his space.
And that was a big thing. You heard David say he didn't want to be around anybody.
That's right. Yeah.
What else have you noticed, like him and his personality, just like as a human and being in public?
Oh, he's grown so much. He's doing so much more than he did before. He actually started scuba diving.
Wait a minute. The guy who said he didn't want to leave the house and see anybody has taken up scuba diving.
That's well, to be right. fair, you don't see a lot of people down there.
Valid, but still to get out there and do that.
Yeah. And he's actually on the route to becoming an instructor now.
Are they getting ready to graduate, finish up their training?
They are. They're going to graduate probably in the next month and a half.
Wow. Right before Christmas.
That's right. Right before Christmas.
And earlier we talked about how graduation is kind of being pushed out into the world. You're ready. You're ready to face some of the things that you've dealt with coming back from combat, and to know that Bull Nation was part of starting the training and graduation. That is amazing.
One of the most important parts.
Yeah.
All right. So your donation that you made for One Pet, One Vet has led to this with Dudley and David, and we love to hear the update. Paul, thank you so much for being here. Paul's hanging around with us all morning long, celebrating our veterans on Veterans Day here on 100.3 The Bull.